High King and Queen.
Yes, yes, be seated. Why the urgency of this council, Lucid Mail? Ye ask to meet, speak.
Thank ye, great King Leary, and thanks to you, Queen Angus.
What news have you, Lucid Mail?
My druid brothers in the north have brought grave tidings. Lord Miliuk is dead.
Was he attacked by raiders?
He wasn't, my queen. 'Twas the Christians. One called Patrick. He brought sorcery and murdered Lord Miliuk and Joost, the druid priestess, and others among my fellow druids.
Well, how could one man overcome so many?
He attacked them while they were conducting a purification rite. Using Christian sorcery, he brought down fire upon the fortress.
Fire? I know of the Christians, and I've heard nothing about calling down fire.
Oh, the Christians are cunning. My king, the spirits of Miliuk and Joost cry to be avenged.
So they shall be. Send word to all the kingdoms and tribes. The Christian sorcerer must be brought to me for justice. I will kill him myself.
Brother Patrick, before we continue, an explanation about the system of government in Hibernia is in order.
Of course, Bishop Jerome. Hibernia is riddled with tribes, the Tuaths, within six kingdoms. There are over-kings of the kingdoms and under-kings and chieftains in the tribes with nobles and judges.
And to preach in any region, you needed permission from all of these people.
Oh, more than permission, we had to offer gifts.
Bribes.
Call it what you will, Bishop Festus. If we did not offer them, we were not permitted to preach or use land for our cattle or crops or build communities and churches. High King Leary was on the throne in Tara, the center of all power. It was essential to convert him and to secure his permission to approach the other kingdoms and tribes.
From your own report, he'd already determined to kill you.
Well, I didn't say it was easy.
So, Brother Fifth, tell us what you've learned.
'Tis as we've already heard. There is no way to reach the High King directly unless you hand yourself over to him for execution.
I'm willing to do it, but I don't think that would produce the outcome we'd like. What can be done?
The High King has a son living not far from here.
Aye, that would be his oldest son, Bedelmid.
What do we know about him, Brother Loman?
He's a reasonable and judicious man. His wife is named Scoth. She's a Briton.
Is she? From what part?
Londinium.
She may be in sympathy with our faith. Children?
Three. The oldest is named Fortune. I've seen him in the marketplace. I don't know about the others.
Are they tutored by a druid?
'Tis likely.
That's how the druids keep their power. Teach the children and you shape the next generation. It's for us to win not only the hearts, but the minds of these people. Christians must become the tutors. Not only teaching the word of God, but the Roman alphabet and the maths and arts.
Aye, but it's no small task.
A large task, but accomplished in small steps. The sun is our answer. As my father used to say, a great oak is often split by a wedge from its own branches. Brother Loman, you're Briton. Can you devise a means to talk to the wife?
How? I can't stroll to the gate and announce my intention to preach Christ to them. They'll drag me off to the High King.
Strolling to the front gate would be unwise. On the other hand, you might row to the back garden.
What?
The High King's son lived along the River Boyne. We determined that Brother Loman should row a boat to the grounds adjoining the river and approach the house from there.
In you go, Brother Loman.
Right. Boarding. I confess, Bishop Patrick, that I'm uneasy about this plan. I feel like a thief.
Brother, to effectively preach the gospel, we must be purposeful. as cunning as any military commander going into a battle. And this is a battle.
But they might send my head back to you on a stick.
No, they won't do that.
No?
No. They're more likely to burn you and send your ashes back in a jar.
Now go.
And God be with you.
Good brother Loman rode up the river. Oh, he was tired when he reached Fettlebid's land, and once he'd secured the boat, he found a tree under which he sat to refresh himself and to read a gospel. The truth was, he was afraid to go close to the house, and he wanted time to pray and collect his strength. While he sat there reading, a young boy came up to him.
Who are you? What are you doing on our land?
I'm reading a gospel. Do you know what a gospel is?
It looks like a book.
Indeed, but not just any book. It's a sacred book, filled with sacred stories.
Ooh, I like stories.
What's your name, child?
Fortune.
Well, Fortune, I'll tell you the story of a man named Jesus, who was God, come to us as a man, in order to save us.
Save us? Save us from what?
Death, actually.
The more Brother Loman talked, the more excited the boy became. In very little time, he begged to fetch his mother so that she too could hear all about the God come as man. And so Brother Loman met the Princess Scarf.
You are a Briton?
Yes, Princess.
You didn't row from there?
No, m'lady. I'm here with other Christians to help save this country from the gods of death.
I remember stories of the Christians when I was growing up in Londinium. I confess, I never understood them.
Oh, is it your wish for me to explain?
It is.
Brother Loman proclaimed the gospel to both the princess and her son. They asked to be baptized right there and then in the river. Afterwards, Brother Loman asked about Fettlebid.
My husband returns tomorrow from hunting. I would like him to hear you.
It would be an honor. May I bring my leader, Patrick?
Patrick? Is he the one the druids talk about?
With respect, Princess, the druids are...
I know what the druids are. They fear him. Bring Patrick tomorrow.
Brother Loman and I rode back to the house of Fettlebid. We walked across the grounds. It was strangely quiet. A door opened at the back of the house, and a tall young man stepped out.
Loman and Patrick.
Me being one and he being the other.
I am Loman.
I've sent the servants away. If one of them reported to my father that you were here, I'd be overrun with soldiers seeking your capture.
You wish to hand us over yourself?
And risk the wrath of my wife and my son? No. My wife has regaled me with all she's learned about your beliefs. I want to hear it myself.
When all was said and done, Fettlebid asked to be baptized. I took him to the River Boyne, and as Loman, Scarth, and Fortune looked on, the son of the High King became a Christian.
Have no doubt the High King, my father, would not be pleased.
There's no urgency for you to tell him. Not yet.
I'll have to think about what to do with the servants, the druids.
I will not have the druids in the house after this. One of you must take on the education of our children.
Brother Loman.
Without hesitation.
Where is your camp?
Down the river. We camp on land from a tenant farmer there. He's a Christian and has done well to keep our presence concealed.
Oh, that won't last. Not once my father's decree about you reaches his ears.
Is it true that you murdered Lord Miliuk and the druid priestess by calling down fire?
No, I didn't kill them.
Establish a community on my land. You'll be safer. Do what you must from here, as secretly as it can be done.
So we moved to Fettlebid's land, and he allowed us to speak the gospel to his servants. And as each one became Christian, they joined us, helping to build a small church and a hut for us to live. The time finally came when I felt confident enough to ask Fedelmid the question I had been waiting to ask.
Lord Fedelmid, you've been a gracious and generous host to us, but our work cannot remain here. Our Lord is very clear about taking his word to the ends of the earth.
You intend to leave?
I intend to proclaim the gospel to your father, the High King.
Ah.
Unless you intend to preach to him yourself, I must be the one to do it. But I need your wisdom about the best way.
The answer is beyond me. My mother might be inclined to listen. I've spoken discreetly to her about our faith, but my father, you'll not reach him with words, only with a show of power.
The Lord God will provide the power. What kind of show does your father require?
Part the river Boyne like Moses did with the Red Sea. Bring down the walls of Tara as Joshua did the walls of Jericho. He might grant you an audience then.
I've heard your father hosts a festival of the under-kings and chieftains every year.
True. But don't hold out any hope of speaking to him then. He'll be surrounded by druids. The festival is dominated by their rites.
What rites?
At the start, a giant bonfire is lit at the royal fortress at Tara. By decree, no fires are to be lit anywhere else until that fire is lit.
Christians have a similar ritual for Easter, in which we light a paschal fire in honor of our Lord's death and resurrection.
Light a fire if you must, but do it after the druid's fire has been lit.
What is the highest point from which a fire could be seen by the king at Tara?
That would be the Hill of Slain. It's where the ancient king of the Fir Bulog is buried.
Then that's where we light our paschal fire, before the druids light theirs.
What? Patrick, you mustn't. My father will be outraged. He'll seek you out personally to kill you.
That'll be grand.
What?
The seeking out part, not the killing part.
The time for the meeting at Tara came. Fedelmid left to attend. A few of the brothers and I went to Slain Hill. We fasted and prayed as we assembled our paschal altar. Then when the sun was set, we offered praise to God and lit our fire. It blazed higher and higher, as if God himself stoked it. I sent the brothers away to safety, and I waited.
To Crom Cruach and all of the gods of the overworld and underworld, we bring honor and respect. With this fire, the greatest fire to burn for...
Wait!
Laru, how dare you interrupt the sacred rite?
Hear me, High Priest! And you, High King, there is another fire ablaze, even now!
Ah, impossible. No one would be so brazen. Not tonight of all nights.
Come to the tower and see! There. Do you see?
Well, that's the Hill of Slain. Has it been struck by lightning?
It's a clear night, my lord. And if you watch, the fire doesn't spread.
Who would dare defy the royal decree?
The Christians.
Why would they do it?
To mock us.
To what end?
I have performed the rite of Imbax Verosna. I have been given the knowledge that enlightens. And I have seen clearly the foreign way of life the Christians will bring. Tara itself will be overtaken by unfamiliar and burdensome teachings. Those who resist it, even kings, will be banished. The people will be seduced. Our gods and all of our craft will be destroyed.
My lord, unless that fire is quenched this very night, it will never be quenched. And the one who kindled it will overcome us all.
Bring the horses and chariots. We'll see who sinned against our kingdom with this fire. By all the gods, I will put him to death.
Father, my lord king, allow me to come with you.
No, Fedelmid. You'll stay with the chieftains and other guests. Keep them pacified while I go.
Then I ask you take the queen, my mother.
Why?
She is wise in these matters, and gives good counsel should your anger overcome you.
Tis true. Summon Queen Angus. She will ride with me in my chariot.
The High King Leary, his queen, the druid priests, and all the king's guards rushed in their chariots to the Hill of Slain. I saw them coming, and I asked for God's strength to do what he had told me to do. They reached the top of the hill, and then a short distance away came to a halt.
What is it, Lucid Mail? Why do you stop us here?
My king and queen, I ask that you keep your distance from the fire. The magic of the Christians might seduce you into worshipping the one who kindled it.
We are not so weak-minded that we can be easily seduced. And the magic of which you speak is not the kind the Christians use.
I have been studying their ways, my queen. I would not place you in harm's way.
Well, what shall we do then? The sorcerer isn't but a stone's throw away by the fire. He has the effrontery not to hide. It's taken all of his strength not to rush forward to kill him now.
Send your guards, my lord. Bring him here.
I want him, and I want that fire smothered.
The king's men came to me while others approached the fire. I watched as they tried to subdue the flames, but no matter what they did, the fire was unchanged. I went willingly to the king's chariot.
Some take pride in chariots, and some in horses. But our pride is in the name of the Lord our God.
Block your ears. Pay him no respect, or you may be tempted to worship him.
Are we not to move or speak? Why are we here if you'd have us cower before this man?
We mustn't dignify him by allowing anyone of importance to talk to him. As the lowest of the servants here, I will address him, my queen.
As you wish, Loru.
Why are we talking? Someone give me my sword. Let me dispatch the man to his guard and be done with it.
I ask you to be patient a moment longer, my king. Allow Loru to test the man.
Be quick, then!
Hear me, Christian. I am Loru, a priest in the household of the High King. You will kneel to accept this just punishment for lighting this wicked fire.
Hear me, Lohru. The Lord God of all creation has lost patience with the lies and fear you spread. Kneel in contrition that your life may be spared this night.
I will not kneel. I stand and curse the one you call God of creation. It is nothing but foul air and a slave to the lowest of the gods.
What happened?
As the priest began to curse our God, I closed my eyes to pray, and I asked God to stop him from speaking blasphemous words. Some of the guards later stated that Loru stumbled and fell, hitting his head against a rock. Other guards claimed that he was taken by the wind, flung high into the air, and dashed on the rocks. Either way, he died instantly.
Guards! Lay hands on that murderer!
Let God rise and let his enemies be scattered!
This I saw with my own eyes. The earth quaked, throwing the druid priests and guards onto one another. Whether they were merely faint or truly dead, I couldn't tell. The horses reared. Some of them fled. High King Leary and Queen Angus were the only two left standing.
Now I will kill him.
Stop, my husband. You mustn't.
I am not waiting another moment.
Listen to me. The god of this man is powerful. If he can make the ground tremble and throw your guards like sticks, what will he do to you? Hear me, my king. Allow me to speak with him. Do what I say to save our lives tonight. I beg you.
I will do as you say. But in my heart, I will kill him.
Almighty and just man.
What do you desire?
I desire you to stay your hand. Do not destroy the king, or me. We will kneel to worship your god.
I was not fooled as the High King and Queen knelt. I knew they were acting out of fear. Nor was I fooled by his invitation to return to Tara to talk further about the Christian faith. I agreed to go after sunrise. At dawn, I met with the brothers to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. And then we went to Tara.
I want him captured and brought to me.
Captured? He is coming. You invited him and he agreed.
He won't come. I saw in his eyes that he knew my heart. He will not come.
Father, have you considered listening to him about the faith of the Christians?
Don't suggest it, Prince Fendelman. Their words are seductive. They talk and people succumb to their wickedness.
Father, think carefully. The Christian faith has been embraced by the Roman Empire. It holds a powerful place in the hearts of more men and women than we have in our entire kingdom. Even if you won't believe for yourself, you must consider your position as the High King. Wouldn't it be prudent to allow the Christians to live and work here just as you allow the Druids?
This is wisdom from our son.
My king, I have never disagreed with you, but in this I must speak. To allow the Christians the tiniest place in your kingdom is to allow them complete control of it.
Your lack of confidence in the High King is shocking, Lucid Mail. You fear the Christians too much.
My queen, they are worth fearing.
What of your power, Lucid Mail? You talk of fear, but where is the power of the Druids to overcome them?
We have power. This Christian will know it before we're finished.
In what way? Do you propose a contest?
Wasn't it a contest that killed Lord Miliuk and his priestess?
Lord Miliuk's priestess was weak. I am not.
I didn't see your strength on display last night.
He employed a trickery I hadn't expected. I know better now.
Father, what do you think?
It is undeniable that the gods of the Romans and the Greeks fell to the Christian god. It is also undeniable that the Empire benefited much by embracing the way of the Christians.
King Leary.
Lucid Mail, which is our most powerful god?
You know the answer, my king. Crum Cruach.
And if the Christian god defeated Crum Cruach, what then?
Don't speak of it, my lord. Crum Cruach could strike you dead here and now for uttering such words.
Yes, yes, and I'm sure I'd be very sorry if he does. You say you want a contest, which would be an entertaining thing to watch, but I have a better idea.
I arrived at Tara expecting at best to be truly welcomed to discuss our faith, or at worst, to be assaulted by the Druids. Neither happened.
Patrick, you defied the royal decree and lit a great fire ahead of the festival fire. For that, you should die. However, it is our desire to be merciful and reasonable.
Is it, great king?
We want only what is best for the kingdom.
The salvation of your subjects' souls is what's best.
On that, we are divided. The Druids consider you a threat to our way of life.
Their way of life, good king.
Perhaps. This isn't merely a struggle between mortal men. It is a struggle between the gods of the Druids and your god. Though we as men and women may choose to live together even while embracing different beliefs, I am doubtful that the gods will do the same. You have shown the power of your god, Patrick. It is impressive, but you have not faced the greatest of our gods.
Which one would that be, then?
Crum Cruach! He will strike you down. You and your god will be banished to the most painful place in the underworld.
Patrick, unless you defeat Crum Cruach, you'll not have a place in our country. You must face him and be victorious. If you are not, your life and work here are ended. If you are, then I promise I will give you an audience. Do you agree?
Where do I find Crum Cruach?
In the plain of Moishlucht.
I've heard that it is a large idol of silver and gold.
Bishop Patrick, it is considered all-powerful, the supreme god over all the gods the people here worship. But the druids themselves worship it even while fearing it might strike them down while doing so.
Take me to it, Brother Fith.
Me, Brother Patrick?
Are you afraid?
I am a child of this land. In the darkest place of my mind and heart, the child I was still cowers in the fear of Crom Cruach.
Then I will take Auxilius.
Bishop, do you know what it means doing battle with Crom Cruach directly?
I know only this, Brother Fith. We may have our small victories, but we will never be victorious while Crom Cruach reigns in the hearts of these people. I must meet him and destroy him.